Section 3.
You will hear three people talking about schools in different countries.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
So, what was it like in your school then, Lynn?
Well, South African schools are very different from schools in Australia. For a start, children don't start their schooling until they are 7, quite a bit later than schools in Australia. What about New Zealand, Gail?
We're more like Australia. I can't believe children don't go to school until they are 7. When do the parents get any free time?
Well, there's still the availability of kindergartens or play schools. It's just that formal education doesn't start until later. I don't think it's such a good idea for children to have to be too academic at such a young age. They should be able to just enjoy themselves.
Well, yeah, but the first school children go to isn't really very academic. It's just an opportunity for children to learn a few basic social skills by playing and learning with other children.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
I guess being so close, Australian and New Zealand schools must be similar then.
Well, I suppose they do share a lot of similarities, but there are also some differences. For example, children in New Zealand go through intermediate school, but in Australia there's only high school. That's right, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, I think so. What about South Africa, Lynn? Do you have an intermediate or high school?
Oh, high school.
Now the difference between Australian and New Zealand education is that although both countries have state schools and private schools, our private schools are very often run by religious groups, whereas New Zealand schools are secular.
That's not true. There are quite a few religious schools in New Zealand.
Oh, okay, maybe we are similar.
Only a few South African schools have any religious connection, so I guess we're different. Most people go to state schools. Pat, is it true that some people from your country don't have to go to school at all?
Well, that's partly true. Because of the geography of Australia, there are a lot of children who do not have access to schools, at least on a regular basis. Instead, they have a form of correspondence education, where the lessons are actually on the radio and the students send their work in by post. That way they get a lot of what they would if they were in the classroom, apart from the interaction.
In New Zealand, not all students have to go to school either. Some parents have opted for homeschooling.
Oh, is that like correspondence teaching? We don't really have that.
Well, we do have correspondence schools, but homeschooling is different. With homeschooling, the parents teach the children and set them homework. They have to present a syllabus to their local education authority before they can do that, but it is becoming a more popular choice for some parents. I suppose it also suits parents' own commitments. I mean, they don't have to worry about collecting their children from school, and they can always teach over the weekend or in the evening if they want to.
Is the school day normally quite long then?
Not in New Zealand, but I think it can be in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. I think Australia is unusual in that there are extracurricular activities which you have to go to. These are normally sport activities, but there are a few other options.
We have activities after school for any student that is interested, but they aren't compulsory. What about in New Zealand, Gail?
I had to do some sport every week. I didn't really like it, but it was part of the school day, so I guess that's not so bad. Anyway, I spent 2 years at boarding school, so things were a little...
You now have some time to read questions 27 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30.
Different.
Boarding school, what was that like?
Well, the thing I remember most about it was the strict dress code. There were restrictions on everything. You had to wear a school uniform almost all of the time, and it had to be cleaned and ironed. The length of your skirt had to be no less than 1 inch above your knees when kneeling down. Sometimes we used to go out on school trips or just at weekends with a few friends, but whenever we were outside the school, we had to wear a hat. There was one teacher who always used to give me extra homework because my socks weren't pulled up, and that was in the school late in the evening. I suppose it wasn't that bad, but at the time it felt like a prison. I kept getting into trouble for something. Most of the time I forgot something, normally my school badge. We had to wear that all the time, in the school and out, because it had our house colours on it.
Wow, that doesn't sound like much fun.
No, but it was a good education, I suppose.
That is the end of section 3. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.